You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician Jonathan Colton and our puzzle guru John Chinesky. And to play our next game, we have Anthony Danielson and Karen Branham. Hello. Now, Karen, I like this idea that you're not creating so much a bucket list for your life, but you are creating a list of things you want to do for a big milestone birthday that's coming up.
That's true. It is things I've done before in some cases, but it's also things like blow bubbles or smash a penny and read a Shakespeare book and all kinds of things.
Now, Anthony, you are clearly part of this because you were gesturing. You guys are married, I believe.
Correct.
How long have you been married? Don't look to her.
6 minutes. About a year.
About a year?
Yeah.
Oh, see. I know, everyone gets excited. And how are you factoring into this fun list?
I don't... she basically lets me watch.
Okay, yeah. Her blow bubbles and...
It's one heck of a bucket list.
This game is called Elementary, My Dear Emma Watson. Why? Because, as you know, Hollywood is always trying to spruce up old movies. They colorize black and whites. They reboot franchises with new casts. And now, they're actually inserting celebrities into famous movie quotes. Or at least that's the premise we're working with. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, and he'll tell you more.
We'll give you clues to a quote from a well-known movie and a celebrity name. Your job is to combine the two. For example, if I say, in The Godfather Part II, Michael Corleone now recalls the famous words of his father to be about the star of Fatal Attraction and Damages, you would say, keep your friends Glenn close, but your enemies Glenn closer.
And of course, the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show, so the stakes are very high.
Okay, here we go. In Casablanca, Rick and Ilsa say their goodbyes before she boards that plane, but remembering that fun they had mocking the hotel heiress who co-starred in The Simple Life, Rick offers this line. Karen.
We'll always have Paris Hilton.
Yes, that is correct.
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining may be a classic, but kids these days don't get all the references. So when Jack Nicholson breaks down a door with an axe, he pretends that he is the actor who brought Jack Sparrow to life. Anthony.
Here's Johnny Depp.
That's...
Who knew that Orson Welles was a fan of Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle? The dying words of Citizen Kane are now a shout-out to the lead singer who made those songs famous. Anthony.
Axl Rosebud?
You are correct.
When asked what they did for a living, Bonnie and Clyde said this about the former model and creator of America's Next Top Model.
No, they're sweating it out. Anthony says no. Puzzle guru.
What did Bonnie and Clyde do for a living?
They were bank robbers.
Doesn't help. No, does it?
Does it? Oh, you disappointed our puzzle guru.
Oh,
Karen.
Tyra Bank Robbers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. She'll give you that.
We were looking for We Rob Tyra Banks, but we'll take that from you. For a climactic scene in Apollo 13, the astronauts notify a certain pop singer about their dire situation with this revised line of dialogue and are comforted by her reply, I will always love you. Karen.
Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
In honor of the 90s love story of Kurt Cobain and his wife, the release of the 1970 movie Love Story includes this alteration to its famous Ally McGraw quote. Karen.
Courtney Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Amen, sister, yes. You got it.
Which I think that's her motto, pretty sure.
It's pretty accurate.
She just says that all the time. All right, this is your last question. in the enhanced DVD release of Jerry Maguire. Cameron Crowe name-checks the singer of Two Tickets to Paradise by making a small change in Cuba Gooding Jr.'s famous financial chant. Anthony.
Show me the Eddie Money.
You got it. Were you surprised that came out of you?
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I know. You're like, how did that happen?
Yes, there was a synthesis.
It happened. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Janeski. How did our contestants do?
Well, Afira, it's Karen who will get to say, I'll be Johann Sebastian Bach later on during our Ask Me One More final round. Congratulations, Karen.